Well, it's been a hot minute since I've done one of these. Actually, welcome back to the Suspense Sports Podcast. Before we really get going, may just go make a new podcast. I'm not really sure. Odds are, you'll probably figure it out. If not, oh well. But just in case, we've got this to keep the streak alive, you know, preseason predictions for the NFL, even though I like college a lot more. Just, NFL's a little bit easier to keep up with just because it's 32 teams, at least 30's playing a week. And then with college football, you've got 65 Power 5 teams and just a bunch of messes everywhere. So with that being said, we're going to try to keep it short and simple because it is like 2:10 a.m. here. So preseason, based off of who I think's going to make the playoffs before I actually pay attention on what's going to happen. May do it again around, like, I don't know, week 3 or 4. And then, you know, game by game prediction, do it real quick, do it real simple. But coming from the AFC, my division leaders from the north, I've got the Baltimore Ravens, from the south, the Tennessee Titans, east, the Buffalo Bills, and the west, the Kansas City Chiefs. The three wild card teams, I've got the Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots, and I'm not really confident on this one. I think it's a coin toss between the Chargers and the Colts, but the Chargers seem to be more healthy as of right now. But give it literally tomorrow whenever half the team goes down for doctors puncturing holes in people's lungs. So with that being said, I've got the Chargers for now until old Lucius Witherspoon comes in with a needle because somebody bothered him while he was watching golf. And finally, out of the NFC, before I can forget how to talk, division, I'm going to give it to Green Bay, you know, sounds reasonable. From the south, Tampa Bay, you know, they just won the Super Bowl, so I feel like that's going to be kind of an easy one to go at. And then out of the east, I'm going to predict that they're going to have a repeat winner. Just because Washington's got a good defense, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick does this thing where he balls out for the first month. While they have an incredibly difficult schedule, they'll probably go 2-2. He'll cool off, but the defense is going to be just enough and the division's going to be bad enough to where he'll be able to really just keep things going and probably make the playoffs and demand a contract where he'll just be out looking for a new job again this time next year or 2 years from now. So it's just the Ryan Fitzpatrick thing to do. And from the NFC West, I really want to go with the Rams. I'm going to go with the Rams. I have the Seahawks written down right now, but I'm going to go with the Rams. So let me change this real quick. So while you listen to me type here, very sorry about that, by the way. I'm changing that. So we're going to go Rams 12-5, and we'll say Seahawks 11-6. So I'm going to go Rams make the playoffs out of the West and the wild card spots. I think the Seattle Seahawks make the playoffs. I think the San Francisco 49ers make the playoffs, assuming that they stay healthy. And finally, this is kind of the little bit of a shocker, I guess you could say. I've got to go with the Carolina Panthers. I love what they've been doing. Love what Matt Rhule's done. Love the additions that they've made around, especially with Sam Darnold. I could very well be getting burned on that, but we'll find out in the future. All right, off to week one. Thursday night, the Dallas Cowboys go to Tampa to take on the defending Super Bowl champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Tom Brady, who will just never grow old. Actually, I'm starting to appreciate him more and more as he gets a little bit older. I guess it's because old people in sports, I just really like her for whatever reason. But I think Dallas stays in this one for a little bit. Honestly, it'd make a lot of sense, even if they won this game. I could see them winning this game, but got to go with Tampa on this one, winning 24-20. Just because I'm a Steelers fan, ESPN said that's the second game up. Pretty sure it's not actually like that, but Pittsburgh Steelers go to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Actually, I'm going to change the score. I don't think the Steelers get blown out because Ben Roethlisberger's arm's not going to die on him just yet. So I'm going to go Bills win it 27-23. in Atlanta as the Falcons take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles aren't going to be any good this year. I know they've got Gardner Minshew. If Gardner Minshew comes in, I think it may be a different story. But for now, I've got to go with the Falcons to beat the Eagles 26-19. All right, first upset coming up right here, Minnesota versus Cincinnati. Look, Minnesota makes sense on winning this game. It's week one, so we always see a lot of really dumb things that happen in the first few weeks. So I'm just going to go for an upset here. Going for crazy, Cincinnati defeats Minnesota. Just so we can be like, yep, Joe Burrow is this year's MVP. For them to finish like 6-11 or 7-10 at the very best. All right, San Francisco taking on the Motor City Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions. I want Dan Campbell to succeed so badly. I just love that guy as a head coach, the way that he speaks. Absolutely love him. But I think they just get kicked in. 31-14, the run game for the 49ers surpasses anything Detroit can do because, well, you can't have shit in Detroit. So 31-14, San Francisco over Detroit. Arizona versus Tennessee. I know I picked Tennessee to win the division, and I'm honestly not really confident on that pick, I'll be honest. Just because I don't like what Tennessee's done on the defensive side of the ball over the last couple years. But they keep proving me wrong, so I got to go with them. But it is the first game of the season. Kyler Murray should be healthy. So I'm going to go with Kyler Murray's legs. Cliff Kingsbury gets to save his job for one more week. That man is literally the only person in the world who can do worse at their job. They can suck ass and get a promotion. Like, Cliff Kingsbury literally had a losing record with Patrick Mahomes in college, and they're like, here you go. Here's the Arizona Cardinals, and we're going to give you the longest leash we possibly could to literally anyone but maybe John Gruden. So, sorry, John. But with that being said, I'm going to take the Cardinals to win 27-23. Seattle Seahawks, Indianapolis Colts. I don't really know how healthy the Colts will be. I know the Seahawks defense probably won't be that good, but the Colts will probably struggle early on, so I'm going to take the Seahawks winning it late, 28-27 on the road. The LA Chargers go on the road to take on the Washington football team. Really, Washington should win this game as long as they decide to stay as the football team. I know they decided that, hey, look, we need to have our name changed, and they've had some real horrible names that just, they suck. They just suck, honestly. Keep it as the Washington football team. It's dumb enough where everybody's transitioned for the most part. Some people still call them their old name. But football team, I just like it. So I'm going to go with Washington football team to defeat the LA Chargers 23-17. Even though it doesn't really make any sense for me because I'm really high on the Chargers. But it is week one Ryan Fitzpatrick, which means Fitzmagic time. Let me catch my breath. Jesus Christ. New York Jets taking on the Carolina Panthers. Sam Darnold taking on his old team as they have, what is his name? Yeah, Zach Wilson from BYU. I really like what the Panthers are doing. So I'm going to take the Panthers to beat the Jets 34-13 in a blowout. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Houston Texans, excuse me. Neither team should win this game. If I had things the way I wanted it, this game would end in a 2-2 tie. All right. Look, I used to like the Jags, you know, the Jaguars, but I can't do it. I cannot do it. I despise Urban Meyer. So with that being said, I'm going to take the Jaguars to win 23-10 because the Houston Texans should not win a game this year. They shouldn't be competitive in any game this year. Maybe later on in the season when some other team has got the Black Plague, you know, that makes a comeback. All right, the Cleveland Browns taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in the next game. Cleveland's going to give them a fight, but it's week one Kansas City, week one Andy Reid. Andy Reid wins. Sorry, Browns, not going to happen. Always been a Baker fan since he was at Tech, but 24-16, Kansas City. I don't think things will come as easy to Kansas City, though, as what it used to. So they're going to be in a lot of dunk fights this year. We'll really get to see the talent of Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of talent, two very defensively talented teams with the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. Look, the Patriots have a lot of guys coming back who took the year off last year. It's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back with the year off. I think they'll be fine. It is Bill Belichick. I still trust him. Mac Jones, though, his first start in the NFL, taking on his former teammate, who he was there to say what's good, and then he got injured, and then he took over into a Tagovailoa. So I'm going to take the Patriots to defeat the Miami Dolphins in week one because it is Bill Belichick, 21-17. In a game that would have mattered a lot more last year, the Green Bay Packers taking on the New Orleans Saints. I got to go with the Packers on this one just because it is New Orleans. It's the first game that the Saints have really had without Drew Brees, you know, in a very long time. I know he had injuries, but he's not around the team, you know, practicing. So I think it's going to be a good game. I'll take the Packers, though, 30-24. I think Jameis Winston has an amazing season this year, and he doesn't throw 30 interceptions this time. The Denver Broncos and the New York Giants. I don't trust the Broncos. I do not trust the Broncos, and I do not trust the Broncos. If you're giving me reasons to trust the Broncos, I'm not buying it. Give me the Giants and a close one, 27-22. Also, I've got a shirt right here I have never seen before. Where did this shirt come from? It is an XL blood donor. I have never given blood. You know that? I've never, ever given blood. And there's a good reason for that. I pass out very quickly. So, it'd go bad, all right? Whoever needs that blood, whoever would need my blood next, it's not working out for them. They don't need my blood. They really don't. They don't need my blood. I'm doing them a favor, honestly. I don't know why I have that shirt or where I got it from. Maybe I do. Yeah, I think I got it at something that goes on in Stillwater. All right, back to football with the last two games left, the Chicago Bears and the LA Rams. I think the Bears get throttled. 30-13. Bears probably not going to do too well for a hot minute. All right, Ravens, Raiders, Monday Night Football. We're going to have a high-scoring game. I just feel it. It's going to be a fun game. It's the Las Vegas Raiders. They're going to be good. And then once when Thanksgiving rolls around, they're going to absolutely crash. But still, just because John Harbaugh is a little bit better of a coach than John Gruden, he's got the H in his name. That's very important in the spelling of John, by the way. There's only one John that in the world that doesn't have the H. That's like a worthy John. And that's John Boyes, SB, our secret base nation rider. Makes a lot of good videos. Absolutely recommend checking that out. But anyway, yep, that's 14 minutes of your life you'll never get back. But hey, look, hopefully I wasn't too rusty. Hopefully things were a little bit better. Still recording on a phone, by the way, just because it's now 2:20 and you'll get over it. But thanks for listening. Till next time. See ya.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.